WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The huge wildfires in Southern California have killed at least two people and destroyed entire neighborhoods. The Pacific Palisades fire is now the most destructive in Los Angeles' history, with more than 1,000 structures destroyed. This man, Curtis, returned to his mobile home park in the Palisades, only to find it was gone.
Everything. I got my car, whatever's in my car.
CBS's Jasmine Veal is seeing similar scenes in Altadena.
As the gusts pick up, it throws embers, it catches trees on fire. It's so selective, the embers catch one home on fire, and next home is left standing.
L.A. County Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
Approximately 400 LAFD firefighters have been deployed to the Palisades fire. We have many hundreds of law enforcement officers, our partner agency responders, and public works members engaged in supporting our overall operations.
Celebrities like Mark Hamill, James Woods, and Mandy Moore were forced to evacuate their homes. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say a new strain may be the cause behind the unusually high number of norovirus cases this winter. According to DHS officials, outbreaks are normal during this time of year as people tend to gather inside, contributing to the spread of the highly contagious virus. This winter, however, there have been over 100 outbreaks across the state, including at UW-Eau Claire. Experts believe that increase is due to a new strain of the virus that most residents haven't built an immunity to yet. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Foundation is offering scholarships for high school seniors planning to attend a two-year technical college. The program is sponsored by various telephone companies in the state, and students can apply for one-time scholarships between $1,000 and $1,500. The application materials can be found on the WSTF scholarship website, and they must be submitted by February 17th. The program has awarded nearly $2 million to nearly 1,500 students since its creation in 1986. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed a positive chronic wasting disease test in Chippewa County. According to a press release, a one-year-old buck that was harvested by a hunter provided the positive test. The deer was harvested near the Dunn and Barron County borders, meaning all three counties will be subject to baiting and feeding bans. Chippewa and Dunn County will each have a three-year baiting and feeding ban in place, and Barron County will renew a two-year baiting and feeding ban that was already in place. North Lakes Community Clinic has announced new behavioral health services in Rice Lake. According to a press release, the healthcare organization will reopen the former pediatric therapy clubhouse location in the city and plan to hire back many of the providers who worked at the facility before it was closed by Marshfield Clinic Health Systems in 2023. According to North Lakes Community Clinic officials, the organization will offer a sliding fee scale for the services to remove any potential financial barriers for residents seeking care. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers prepare for Philly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's playoff game against the Eagles. Although Green Bay has lost Christian Watson for the rest of the season, Dontavian Wicks says they still have depth at wide receiver.
We got so many playmakers on the team, you know, and I see a lot of people that want to win. So, you know, we bring that all together and compliment each other. I think everything's going to be great for us.
Bucks basketball tonight. Milwaukee hosting the San Antonio Spurs at Five Serve Forum. In college hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette came from behind to beat Georgetown 74-66. Chase Rice led the Golden Eagles with a career-high 27 points. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Hoyas.
Man, it's a far cry from the Georgetown team we played last year. I told the guys that coming in, but then when you feel it and you experience it on the floor, I think it still takes some adjusting on the guys' part to understand, like, this is a team to really, you know, be reckoned with in our league.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
Mostly sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only climbing to the upper teens. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we plummet cold to near 10 degrees, and for tomorrow, starting off cloudy. We do get shoved a little warmer to the mid-20s, and snow moves in by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday will preview the nation's final farewell to former President Carter as his state funeral moves from the Capitol to the National Cathedral to Plains, Georgia.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
I was a teenage anarchist looking for revolution. I had the style, I had the ambition, read all the offers. There was a war, but the class war, I was ready to set the world on fire.
Happy hump day, everybody. How you doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I like to dig into the stuff. I'm one for the nerdy wonk, but we all need a little relief from the day-to-day grind of the politics. And I think, you know, these next 4 years, certainly not going to be an exception from that at all. Yesterday, we got to talking just a little bit at the end of the show about resolutions for the new year. And I like to have intentions because a specific resolution, and then I got to feel bad if I actually don't get it done. So I like sort of thematic intentions. And so this half hour, however long we all want to talk about this, let's spend a little time talking about some of the things that we're going to do to relieve the pressure from all of the politics this year. What are you doing to get your mind off of things? What do you do to play, right? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. As you all have gotten to know me over the years, yes, a nerd. I like to read a lot, like to do all those things. I'm also a big sports geek, former has-been athlete, musician, lots of different stuff that brings me joy and lets me get my mind off of the politics. But today, one of the things that I especially wanted to talk about, and you're welcome to call in and share whatever your special relaxation tricks and magic may be, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as a nerd, of course, I love me some board games. Always have, always will. Grew up playing a ton of board games. I'm even going to throw card games in there too, because we are in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites love them. Some card games, including Sheep's Head. I do like some Sheep's Head. So why don't you give a call? We can compare notes on some of our favorite board and card games. And more broadly, what do you do to get your mind to relax, especially when we live in these 24-hour news cycles, when there's so much garbage coming at us from all angles at all times of the day and night? 855-752-4842. Before I start digging into some of those card and board games that I love the most, because one of my New Year's intentions is to play more. Again, just some programming notes and reminders to y'all. I got Senator Tammy Baldwin tomorrow at 2 p.m. right at the top of the show. You're not going to want to miss that. She and I are going to be talking about her bill, which President Biden just signed, to build a monument on the National Mall in honor of women's suffrage. Boy, is that appropriate. We just saw the 100-year anniversary tick by a couple years ago of women's right to vote. We're in this moment where some of the extreme factions on the right have actually said that women shouldn't vote, that there should be all of the votes in a household, of course, the households being run by men, should be cast by that male head of the household. So I couldn't think of a better time for that kind of a monument. I think it's especially important in light of what's going on right here in Wisconsin and the overwhelming support for reproductive care and healthcare freedoms in this state. And yet the fact that the Robin Voss-led GOP here continues to advocate for all sorts of government intrusion into our bedrooms and bodies. Shame on them. That's coming up tomorrow at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. I'm also going to be joined by a special guest at 3 p.m. who has a long, many set of personal experiences with President Jimmy Carter. We'll get some of his reflections. Can't wait to have that discussion. So you're not going to want to miss any of tomorrow's show. But let's start talking about board games, y'all. I need some fun. In fact, last night I cracked one open, needed to just turn the head off, needed to stop all the thinking, needed something a little complicated to keep me fully engaged last night. This one is a classic, been around for a while. If you don't have a pen and paper, remember, you can replay this portion of the episode by going to civicmedia.us shows and find it. This will be an hour or two of today's podcasted episodes. Those are on Apple Pods and, of course, Spotify. This is the game I was playing last night, Pandemic. It is one of my favorites. It is both complicated and yet simple in the manner of gameplay. The strategy can be very complicated. The strategy actually changes every game, which I think is one of the hallmarks of great games and fun game play. But the process of playing is very simple. Those are sort of the two, a couple of the characteristics that I think are really important to make a fabulous board game. We got one of my favorite people on the lines, one of Civic Media's very own fabulous producers. Hey, Aaron Zommers, what's up? I hear you're a fellow board game nerd.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much my favorite thing to do is play board games and card games. And Pandemic is a great one.
It is. We should play sometime. Like next time I'm in Madison, I'll bring a game or two and we can sit and quaff an adult beverage and play a little, get a little board game action. And you got a couple other favorites you want to share with folks, Aaron?
Yeah. One, if you like Pandemic, one of my favorites is called Clank with an exclamation point. It's also semi-cooperative. Like in Pandemic, all the players are working together to cure a disease. In
yes.
Clank, all the players are delving into a dungeon to get treasure and steal it without angering a dragon. And you work together to get down into the dungeon. But once everyone gets their treasure, it's every person for themselves. And what I like that it's semi-cooperative, and then there's a little bit of backstabbing, but also
yes.
It's a card drafting game. So there's cards in the middle and you choose like which ones you want to take. And that's one of my favorite mechanics. So I'm a big fan of Clank.
I'm going to, of course, get off the air today, Aaron Zommers, and go buy Clank because I have, I would call it a prodigious board game collection. Like I can't even keep all of them in the house. It's that ridiculous. Like I have to have some of them in the garage in a Sterilite container. Like I have duplicate board games. I have board games that I just drive around with in the car in case the opportunity comes up to, you know, crack open a board game with some new friend that I meet on the road. What else you got? You got any other favorites that are in your top five board games?
First of all, I didn't know that you were such a big board gamer somehow, but yeah, we'll definitely have to play some stuff. But
absolutely.
I do play Magic the Gathering, like collectible trading card game. That
yes.
one is basically the king of complex, ever-evolving, but a lot of self-expression with building your own decks and things like that.
Yep.
I know a lot of people think it's too nerdy, but I think if they give it a fair shot, Recently, they just came out with a set called Foundations, which makes it really accessible and easy to learn without oversimplifying it so it's not fun anymore. So I think it hits a good spot for people who've been playing for a while or have never played before.
Yeah, that's the trick with board games. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking a little bit of a break from our regular political discourse to talk about one of my New Year's resolutions or intentions, which is to play more. And for me, that means often playing more board games. Got one of our great producers online. His name's Aaron Zommers. Talking about Magic the Gathering, games that are sustained over a long period of time. Because of my job, Aaron, sometimes that's really challenging for me, and then are complex in that kind of way where the mechanics of the game are really complex. I don't care about the nerdiness of the whole thing, but if it doesn't have a manageable time frame for beginning, middle, and end, that's just really challenging for me given my life's logistics. But I'm absolutely going to go check out Magic the Gathering Foundations and see if that is a good access point for me. Aaron, it was a pleasure to work with you this week. Thanks for stepping in, my friend. Happy New Year's to you, and happy board gaming to you. We will do this soon, my friend. I appreciate you calling and listening.
Yes.
Thank you. That's Aaron Zommers, producer of the absolutely fabulous, terrific, and amazing Todd Alba Show. You can find Todd Alba before this fine program every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. We have another one of my good friends, Mark from Prairie du Sac, on the line. Hey, Mark, feel free to weigh in on your favorite board game or card games, or you've been very patient this afternoon, sir, or on some of our earlier discussion this afternoon.
Well, on some of the earlier topics, that let's remember that most of Donald Trump's spawn are from women that were under visas when they first went, they weren't even citizens when her children were born. So that's kind of ironic right there, particularly given the anti-immigrant attitude of Don Jr. and Eric. I mean and with Trump, poised to declare a national economic emergency so he can declare emergency powers and do whatever the hell he wants. But getting back to the board games, I can remember years ago, and I'm older than you, but I can remember years ago being snowed in up north when I was a kid that the board games I'd play with my brothers, Parcheesi, that Mousetrap, Monopoly, Chinese checkers, things that you could just haul out and, didn't need any electricity to play them. Particularly if the electricity was out, you couldn't use your thing maker or vacuum form that
yes.
melt the plastic goop or that kind of thing. But it's something in some cases just an escape, and that some of those earlier games are just still fun to play. I mean, I can remember playing a little bit older when I was staying up at my cousin's place up in Duluth. We would play Monopoly till all hours of the night and watch the creature feature on Friday nights.
Creature, love it. Thanks so much. I got a quick question for you. If you like Parcheesi, do you also like backgammon?
I've never played backgammon, and I'd like to learn
Well, Mark, the next time you and I are together, we will play some backgammon. If I am not mistaken, Parcheesi goes back like centuries. It's like maybe not centuries plural, but it's really, really old, right?
The game of India is what it was described as, I think, on the box when we were kids. That I haven't played it for years, but and I can't remember how it's played, but I can remember playing it.
Oh, amazing. Thanks so much. That's our good friend here on Civic Media, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Join our conversation. Text line's open. We're getting some of that feedback from y'all. I'll get to your texts and more phone calls after these brief messages. What's your favorite board game? Because we all need some relief from the politics. Or politics, as my friend Earl Ingram would say. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Legislation unveiled Monday by the New Hampshire Senate would change the state's four presidential electoral votes from winner-take-all to proportional, based on which party wins its two congressional districts. Gerrymander the districts, and you guarantee more votes for your presidential candidate. Senate Bill 11 would have New Hampshire join Maine and Nebraska as the only states which have proportional electoral votes, and would apportion them based on which party wins Congressional District 1 or 2. In November, the state's congressional seats went to Democrats, Representative Chris Pappas and newcomer Maggie Goodlander, yet the state House, Senate, governorship, and governor's executive council all went red, in large part to gerrymandered voting districts. Gerrymandered, except the districts for Congress. A 2022 proposal by the New Hampshire House Election Law Committee radically gerrymandered the districts, guaranteeing the District 1 congressional seat for Republicans. So radical, in fact, that Republican governor and possible presidential candidate Chris Sununu surprised his own party by vetoing the map and proposing his own competitive map similar to that of previous decades. New Hampshire's incoming governor, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, may not have such competitive compulsions. With a Republican House and Senate behind her, a gerrymandered congressional district could be a twofer for Republicans, both in New Hampshire and in the presidential race. I'm Brian Beal.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm coming to you from 540 AM WAUK all across southeastern Wisconsin. But don't worry, you can catch me anywhere if you've got the Civic Media app and all across the family of stations that are the Civic Media Talk Radio Network, joined by my producer, Cardi, and each and every one of you. Today, we're taking a little bit of a breather from some of the heavier political content of the day by talking about your resolutions, your intentions for the year. One of mine is to play more. Here they all are. This is my list of sort of generic intentions. I want to move more. I want to connect with people more. I want to make sure I'm giving myself plenty of time for creativity and just thinking about stuff. And I want to rest better. You know, sleep better, rest better. And today we're talking about one of my intentions, which is to play more. I'm a huge board game nerd. So we're talking about board games today. I got lots of great feedback on the text lines. A new texter from 715. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Texting in, the Danger Noodle is a great game. Texter, tell me more. They're texting in from WFHR. I'm going to check that out. Maybe give it a little Google after we're off the air here. I'm always buying board games. Doesn't matter. If it looks good, I'll pick that puppy up, add it to the ever-growing, ridiculously large collection of board games that I have. Let's see. My good friend Luke, my colleague here at Civic Media, saying he also loves him some board games, but nothing beats a good game of cribbage. Could not agree with you more, my friend. I spent many, many, perhaps an embarrassing number of hours when I was in law school at Madison, sitting in Paul's Club, the old Paul's Club before it moved, in that front table, if you've ever been there, Paul's Club right on State Street. It's a little, I call it, it's got like a cozy, very intimate feel in Paul's Club. I love taverns and bars like that. Had a great window. You could watch the whole world walk by on State Street. And a bunch of us would always get together on Sundays, grab one or both of those front tables and sit there again for a slightly embarrassing number of hours and play a whole heck of a lot of cribbage. And of course, my other favorite card game, Euchre. Both of those games, in my opinion, and card games writ large, I would say, are just incredible vehicles for smack talking. And I love in Euchre, you can play in teams. You can do that, of course, in cribbage as well. So much fun. I don't know. Is it like a bad thing if I have probably upwards of 10 different cribbage boards? I got the custom boards. I got the boards shaped like Wisconsin. I got the mini boards. I got the travel boards. I got the inherited boards from my folks. I got the cheapo boards. Too many cribbage boards. Again, a little embarrassing. I don't know. You tell me. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's your favorite kind of play, especially board game play? I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Sherry from Horicon asking me if Pandemic, one of my favorite games, can be played with two people. Yes, Sherry, it can. It's a lot of fun with two people. It's challenging with two people. I'll just say that. Sherry loves her some Yahtzee and chess and backgammon. I just gave the old backgammon a shout out not too long ago. Let's see what else we've got. Gary from Madison saying his favorite card game is strip poker. Well, Gary, you'll be Gary. Doing that one without my participation. I do think I did it like once or twice in college. You know, a few too many cocktails, you get a little frisky. Yeah, not anymore, y'all. A texter from 563 listening in the WAUK. Hello, friend. Says Santa brought her granddaughter the board game Operation. Everybody loves a little operation, right? Her parents being both physicians, and they are all excited to play. Brian from Green Bay. Great board game is Wynish or Yinish, Y-I-N-S-H. Never heard of it. Part of the JIP series. I love this. I'm learning all kinds of board game stuff today. Thanks, Brian. I will check that out. Michael from Tosa saying, hey, Maggie, have you ever played Splendor, a jewelry collecting card dealing game? Well, I like me some baubles, my friend. So I will be checking that out for sure. He says it's very easy to play and a great strategy game. Those are my favorite kind. Sue from Franklin says apparently cribbage is a regional thing. I didn't know that. I know Euchre is pretty regional. A few years ago, I was with some coworkers from Oklahoma, Colorado, and Connecticut. None of them had even heard of it. What a shame. Ryan from Green Bay saying, cribbage, is it bad that I have 70 decks of cards? No, Brian, note that I didn't even tell you how many decks of cards I have because I have decks of cards from Vegas. I have decks of cards from casinos in the state of Wisconsin. I have decks of cards that are specialty decks of cards. I buy decks of cards when I travel. Are you getting it? Yeah. Big, huge game nerd. You can never have enough decks of cards. Hey, got a little time to spare? Whip out a deck of cards. You can always at least play solitaire the good old-fashioned way. And don't flip over every card if you're playing solitaire. Got to do it three cards at a time. Otherwise, it's not a game. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I have to relearn cribbage every gosh darn time I play it, but my dad used to play a solitaire version of it. Oh, very cool. John, my friend on the phone lines, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you have a favorite or favorite games?
Yes, Maggie, you haven't even mentioned the word Scrabble. You have a Scrabble dictionary even.
John, I love Scrabble. Do you have a favorite Scrabble word, my friend?
No, I was never good at it, but my girlfriend had a Scrabble dictionary.
It's a wonderful game because I always happen to learn at least one new word when I play Scrabble. John, thanks so much for calling and listening, my friend. I'm going to do a little summary when we come back after the bottom of the hour. Pam Yockey's got your farm update. And then I'm going to move on to my thoughts on 2024 in the law and what all of that means to you, what we should be keeping our eye on coming up this year. More gaming action when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. I
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
As we approach Friday, the grain markets are gearing up for a pivotal moment with the release of key USDA reports, including the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates and Grain Stocks Report. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And according to market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, these reports will set the tone for the next quarter, particularly with a sharp focus on corn.
Corn side is going to be one number that we're really going to be watching. What happens with the demand? The USDA made a major cut back in December to get this carry out down to this low 1.7 window. Does that continue to be an impact point? Even though we've kind of started to see maybe the demand side kind of slow down a little bit here, at least on the export front, because of the, you know, the higher price value, strong US dollar. And then the other side too, what's going to happen with the yield? Do we see some yield cut again? That's kind of the thought process of the market, and just talking to industry professionals too, they just think that could be another small adjustment there on the corn yield.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
You see the headlines all the time, consumers confused by food labels. Well, not if they shop at Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, asking you to take a closer look at the food labels at Bavaria Sausage. You know, they are working towards making sure when you take a look at whatever product they've got in the store, you know exactly what it is. They're using different colors. They're also making sure that there's a picture on that label to help you better understand the protein source that you're looking at. It's all about making sure they're combining the old world flavors, the artisan blends, and making sure that you understand when there's something new in the showcase, what is it and where did it come from? Simple information, easily understood. And of course, there's always someone there to answer your questions if you've got them. Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, located also online, BavariaSausage.com. Old recipes, new labels. Take a look.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 4.58, up a quarter. New crop corn closed at 4.46 and a quarter, up three quarters. Cash beans closed at 9.97 and a quarter, down a half. And November new crop beans closed at 10.11 and a half, down 1.5 cents. Cash wheat closed at 5.42 and a half, up 2 cents. And new crop wheat closed at 5.63, up 2 cents. February Class 3 milk contract is trading at 20.84 a hundredweight, down 28 cents. And March milk is trading at 20.41, down 17 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 1.86 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. 40-pound block cheese closed at 191.5, down 2.5 cents, and the AA butter closed up a penny and closed at 258. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and cold today, with high temperatures only climbing to the upper teens. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we plummet cold to near 10 degrees, and for tomorrow, starting off cloudy. We do get shoved a little warmer to the mid-20s, and snow moves in by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will be my guest. Meta ends fact-checking, and is a NATO ally really a NATO ally if our president-elect threatens them with force? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer lady and economist and board game card game nerd right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As part of my intentions for 2025, I plan to move more, connect with people more, try to have some greater intentionality around time for creativity and just what I like to call a sit and think, rest better, and play more. So we've been talking about board games because I love to play board games. Gotten some absolutely fabulous texts and other feedback from all of you great callers. If you want to get your last cents in on this topic, whether it's a cent, a nickel, dime, or a quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. That's some sad feedback. One of the 608 texters saying I'm not friendly. Oh, well, too bad. Listen, let's not mistake pleasant and kind and respectful or friendliness with always agreeing. We're trying to, again, have a little fun this afternoon. But again, all feedback and criticism, always welcome. Even when you call me names, though, I don't like that too much. Thanks for participating, texter from the 608. Let's see here. Want to go over the list of great ideas we've gotten from some of our callers. We've got Clank with an exclamation point, which is a card drafting strategy game. Splendor, a game called Y-I-N-S-H. Never even heard of it. Checking that out. We got Magic the Gathering Foundation specifically. We had a shout out for Parcheesi, Backgammon. Another game I've never heard of, Danger Noodle. A good reminder of a fabulous game called Scrabble. While we're on word games, I have to tell you, one of my all-time favorite word games is the game Boggle. It's got a bunch of cubes that sit in this container and you shake it up and then you got to make words with it. I love some words and really enjoy word games. So Scrabble's a big favorite. Also Boggle. This old saw, Scattergories. Does anybody remember that one? I loved Scattergories when I was growing up. Could blow a lot of time on that. People have also mentioned this classic, Monopoly. I'm on the go quite a bit. And so one of the versions of Monopoly that I think is fantastic is Monopoly Cards. And especially if you play with more than two people, it is actually a pretty good strategic yet quick card game. It has a good resemblance to the original Monopoly concepts. I love it, love it, love it. And how could we talk about board games without talking about the OG of party games, Trivial Pursuit? I have a really funny story about Trivial Pursuit and trying to play when I was a kid with my parents. Maybe that's why the texter from the 608 thinks I'm unfriendly. I'm working out some parental demons. Sure hope not. I'll tell that story in just a minute, but we got a couple of fabulous callers on the line. Let's go to Jim from Richland Center. Do you have a favorite board or card game, Jim, that you'd like to recommend to folks?
Well, my favorite of all time, of course, would be the game of chess.
It's a good one. It is a good one. Do you have like a favorite person to play chess against? A lot of people do. Because it's really nice if you're evenly matched, you know?
I used to, but that goes back. Right now I play against the computer.
It's good that way, too. And a lot of those simulations that you can play with computers, you can kind of set the skill level so that you're playing against a computer or AI that's at sort of an equal level, which makes it a lot more fun. I don't particularly like getting my booty whooped too many times in a game. Do you have any other favorites you'd like to give a little elevation to here, Jim?
No, nobody's mentioned dominoes.
I was getting there, my friend. It is on my list. That is, who knows how far back dominoes goes, right? I mean, that's ancient.
That's got to be one of the oldest, I think.
Yes.
And
well, Jim.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Strategic.
Stratego is on the list as one of those great strategy games. It's right up there with me with things like Risk and Pandemic. I love all of those games. Fabulous. Well, happy new year to you and yours, Jim from Richland Center. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, my friend. Hey, Rich from Waukesha, you got a favorite game or card game you'd like to share with us?
I have a combination game that I played years ago, but you have to have a private pool table. Pool cards.
Tell us more, Rich.
Different games. Well, you know, the balls of the pool table have numbers on, and then cards have numbers on. So there's various hands and kinds of games you can play, and you can have multiple players.
Oh, and I get it.
You draw a card, and that's your pool ball. So
oh,
it makes the game difficult. There's various kinds of it. You can actually just take regular card games and hook them up with the pool table.
Very cool. I'm gonna do some Googling for the pool cards, Rich.
Yeah.
And I love to play pool. It was one of those things, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, those good tavern games, darts and pool, especially as I got into college. My one great claim to fame in darts is there was a bartender at a joint called the Echo Tap when I was in law school, and he worked there for a long, long time. And he was like a Vegas level dart player. Guy's name was Troy. Troy, if you're listening from the Echo Tap, man, I love you. Thanks for pouring me a lot of Miller Lights back in the day. Troy and I once, we played darts a lot, and he would always kick my butt. But once I beat Troy, and I beat him in 9 rounds. It was the most smoking game of dart cribbage that I had ever played. And that one, I was like, Troy, don't I get a ribbon or something? Unfortunately, no. Hey, Tom from Jackson, thanks for texting in. A little love for me. Don't let them get you down. Don't let those haters get you down. Don't worry, Tom, I won't. Bill from Green Bay also saying, what do you mean, Maggie, not friendly? So ridiculous. Another texter from the 608 saying, I love Apples to Apples. That is a childhood classic. A texter from the 779. Another game I love is Stadium Checkers. As a little girl, I played with my grandpa all the time, and I just bought a vintage set to share the joy with my boyfriend. Oh, that is so lovely, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing. Liz from Sockville says, I echo Dominoes. Loves that game from her childhood. Also, Masterpiece. You learn about famous artists. Very cool. Rich, also from the WAUK, texting in Racco. Never heard of that one. I'm going to have to go back through all of your texts and get my wish list of games. I don't know if I want to drop all of my paycheck on new board games after this show, but I did want to share some of my other favorites with you all if you are also big board game fanatics. And then, of course, that little story about Trivial Pursuit from my childhood. Just picked up a new game called Trekking the World. It's and they have versions of it like Trekking the National Parks, Trekking Through History. It's a game where you do get to learn a bit as you go along if you take the time to read the cards about the places or the moments in history. You do pick up a bit of geography. It has a decent element of strategy to it. I've been enjoying that. Plays in under an hour, which I also love. And hey, if you are a nerdy board game lover, there's always this. Settlers of Catan, y'all. It's a whole movement. I have 2 expansion sets. Please don't make too much fun of me. But I have discovered there is Settlers of Catan 2-player that is really challenging and fun and has tons of permutation. Absolutely love it. Bought new this year, gave it as a gift, and got it as a gift. That's when you know it's a hit. New game called Spy Alley. We mentioned Stratego and Risk. Great group games, Cards Against Humanity, of course, that is good fun if you like a little dirty humor, which, hey, when I'm not on the radio and we don't have FCC regulations, I'm down for that. Another great group game is called Telestrations. If you remember Pictionary, it's kind of a play on that. Also, extremely popular. Everybody that plays games, especially party games, knows about this one. Codenames. It is so much fun. Codenames, great party game. There is also a Codenames duet for just two player. You talked about Monopoly Deal. I like for a nice simple game, Rummy Cube and Sequence. Aaron Zommers, my game playing expert friend here at Civic Media, says Catan is amazing, but the 5 to 6 player expansion is awful. I totally agree, Aaron. It allows trading and it takes forever. You're 100% right, Aaron. And it takes away, I think, from sort of the core strategic elements of Catan. Charades, my friend listening on the WAUK. I love some charades, being also a theater geek from high school. And, you know, one that may be accused of using my hands a bit. I was made for charades. I mean, that is right in my wheelhouse. But to close out this segment, let me tell you a little story about Trivial Pursuit back in the day. Now, this was sort of, as I mentioned, one of the OG games the first kind of party games. And it spread like wildfire in the 80s. It's such a wonderful concept. It's trivia, right? Just arcana. And they are questions that a lot of time you can noodle your way to the answer. So I love some Trivial Pursuit. And of course, when I was a kid growing up, I being born in the 70s, my folks would have some of their friends over. They'd sit around playing Trivial Pursuit. And I always wanted to play. If you've been listening for a while, you may know that I'm an only child. So, hey, count me in, guys. Give me one of the pieces. And of course, I would know diddly squats nothing in the Trivial Pursuit Genius Edition, that first edition that came out. But I would valiantly try and they would let me flail about. But about... Maybe in like the mid 80s, the late 80s, Trivial Pursuit figured out that kids also probably wanted to play Trivial Pursuit. And so they created a kids edition of Trivial Pursuit. And my parents, who loved the sly holiday gift giving, the holiday or the Christmas present that I didn't know I was going to get, they'd figure out some way to conceal that. Well, this was one of those times. They had bought me the youth edition of Trivial Pursuit. They had some friends over. They sat down to play Trivial Pursuit, and they had stuck the kids' cards into the box with the adult cards. And so when it was finally my turn to play, and I got to be asked some questions, much to my very pleasant surprise, I knew some answers finally, and I could play with my folks and some of their friends. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for making sure that I could fully participate in your gatherings. Weren't they patient with their little precocious only child wanting to butt in to the adult games? I love you, Mom and Dad. Thanks so much, and thanks to each and every one of you for participating. Listen, Cardi and I are going to take some time after this episode today. We're going to write down all these games. We're going to put all of them in the show notes for you. Give us about a day because it's going to take a little time. We'll get the basic show notes up this afternoon. But by tomorrow, end of business, we'll have all of these games listed out. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows, find the Maggie Dawn Show, check out today's episode, and you too can build your board and card game collection. You know, maybe keep it small enough that you can keep it in your house and you don't need the massive Sterilite like I do in the garage with all the board games. Because, you know, everything in moderation, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about 2024 in the law and some of the things that I took big note of. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. I like to think I'm your friendly lawyer lady on the radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment.
The Tap.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself.
Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Really want to see you and be with you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly, I hope, lawyer, lady, and economist, board game lover, and all-around nerd that you can listen to every day from 2 to 4 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. I come to you from 5:40 a.m. WAUK. If you need a little wardrobe refresh for 2025, you can pick up some AUK swag and gear. Just go to civicmedia.us. Up in the right-hand corner, you will find our store. You can check out some of the fine gear we got there. And, you know, again, little wardrobe refresh. I like a good graphic tee and hoodie just with the best of them. I have to say, it's been a lovely thing working on the radio for almost, we're going to hit my year anniversary pretty soon here in 2025. As a lawyer, I had to dress up all the gosh. Oh, thank you, Cardi. Almost a year. My good friend Jane Matinair just clocked her year anniversary. Congrats to Jane and everybody here on Civic Media. Love the fact that in radio, I do not have to wear the old monkey suit on the rag anymore. It was not fun. I should probably have a ceremonial burning of all my like nylons and really... Of course, I would give away all of my suits and things. I'll hang on to a couple of my favorites. But it's been a pleasure to be here with each and every one of you. Had a really important note from one of our regular callers and texters. This is Matt from Middleton. Matt reminded me to shop local. In every community, there are usually fantastic board game and other gaming stores. In fact, there's one that I pass when I go to WRJN in Racine. There's some great stores here in Milwaukee. So do, if you can, get your board games that we may have inspired during our last discussion from your local board game store. Tomorrow I'm going to spend a good amount of time talking about these major legal events in 2024. Being a lawyer, want to share some of my commentary, but I wanted to give some flavor to each and every one of you about what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. Now, I'm certain that all of you would pick the Supreme Court's immunity decision, right? Like, that's a gimme. We know we're talking about that. We know what it did. We don't yet know the full ramifications of that decision. So one of the things that I'm going to cover tomorrow as well is the filing that Donald Trump made today, trying to, but requesting that the U.S. Supreme Court stop his sentencing that is scheduled for Friday. One of the reasons that I'm holding this over to tomorrow for us to talk about together is because maybe there will be some development tomorrow from the U.S. Supreme Court ahead of Donald Trump's sentencing on Friday. Also, in the course of that discussion, I will talk about the needle threading that Judge Mershon did in his prior decision that he issued about 2 weeks ago, where he declined basically to vacate Donald Trump's state law-based fraud conviction. This was the fraud case from New York court. So that's the immunity decision. You know, this very real news breaking as we're on the air, going to talk about it more tomorrow. That's, you know, the implications of declaring that U.S. presidents are kings in many respects. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. We know that the Supreme Court also threw out a bunch of the obstruction of Congress charges related to January 6th. That was also a big deal. But two of the very, nerdy things that I've talked about on the show before, but that I want to elevate today and that we'll talk more about tomorrow are these two decisions. One is a Supreme Court decision, and that is on the Chevron doctrine. The Chevron doctrine has stood for over 20 years, and it basically means that generalist Article III judges who are not specialists in any given subject matter area cannot substitute their judgment for the judgment of regulators, meaning the agencies within the federal government, within the executive branch of government, when it comes to regulations, unless the regulation basically interferes and is inconsistent with the enabling legislation that came from Congress, or is entirely sort of unreasonable and completely outside of the bounds of conceivable. They have gotten rid of that standard. In its place is, we're not exactly sure. So what does that mean for you and for me? I will grant you that regulations need to be improved and made more efficient. But as I've always said, regulations are for regular people. They keep our air, water clean and keep our business competition fair. Last but not least is net neutrality. Yes, wonky, which means we'll cover that tomorrow on this, The Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for having a good time with me this afternoon with both the wonk and the fun. You can count on both here every day. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia is up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll talk about starting the new year off right with Omar the Pharmacist, and then we will talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion with attorney Roy Evans.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates.
You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Several major wildfires are burning in Southern California, destroying more than 1,000 structures. Two people have been killed. This woman fought to save her Pasadena home.
I watered my house, and as I was watering it, some of my bushes started to burn, and so I put it out, and then my neighbor's bushes burned, and I put that out.
CBS's Jasmine Veal is in Pasadena, where firefighters are struggling with the 80-mile-per-hour winds.
You have churches burning on both sides. The church is butted right up next to the Chevron gas station. Officers are very nervous that that Chevron is going to explode because of the church on fire.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says the wind will likely help spark new fires.
National Weather Service radar has shown the smoke to be up about 15,000 feet high into the atmosphere, and new fires continue to burn. The embers are being blown over a mile away from the origination.
Residents at a senior living center were evacuated in their wheelchairs and beds down the street. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Wallace.